He barely had time to glance around, however, before there was a muffled clunk from behind them. The door had reappeared, sealing them inside the vault, and they were plunged into total darkness.
No matter, Bogrod will be able to release us, said Griphook, as Ron gave a shout of surprise. Light your wands, can't you? And hurry, we have very little time.
Lumos!
Harry shone his lit wand around the vault. Its beam fell upon glittering jewels. He saw the fake sword of Gryffindor lying on a high shelf amongst a jumble of chains. Ron and Hermione had lit their wands too, and were now examining the piles of objects surrounding them.
Harry, could this be? Ah!
Hermione screamed in pain, and Harry turned his wand on her in time to see a jeweled goblet tumbling from her grip. But as it fell, it split, became a shower of goblets, so that a second later, with a great clatter, the floor was covered in identical cups, rolling in every direction, the original impossible to discern amongst them.
It burned me,
moaned Hermione, sucking her blistered fingers.
They have added Gemino and Flagrante curses, said Griphook. Everything you touch will burn and multiply, but the copies are worthless, and if you continue to handle the treasure, you will eventually be crushed to death by the weight of expanding gold.
Okay,
don't touch anything, said Harry desperately. But even as he said it, Ron accidentally nudged one of the fallen goblets with his foot, and 20 more exploded into being, while Ron hopped on the spot, part of his shoe burned away by contact with the hot metal.
Stand still, don't move, said Hermione, clutching at Ron.
Just look around, said Harry. Remember, the cup's small and gold. It's got a badger engraved on it, two handles. Otherwise, see if you can spot Ravenclaw's symbol anywhere. The eagle.
They directed their wands into every nook and crevice, turning cautiously on the spot. It was impossible not to brush up against anything. Harry sent a great cascade of fake galleons onto the ground, where they joined the goblets. And now there was scarcely room to place their feet, and the glowing gold blazed with heat, so that the vault felt like a furnace. Harry's wand light passed over shields and goblin-made helmets set on shelves rising to the ceiling. Higher and higher he raised the beam, until suddenly it found an object that made his heart skip and his hand tremble.
It's there! It's up there!
Ron and Hermione pointed their wands at it too, so that the little golden cup sparkled in a three-way spotlight. The cup that had belonged to Helga Hufflepuff, which had passed into the possession of Hepzibah Smith, from whom it had been stolen by Tom Riddle.
And how the hell are we going to get up there without touching anything? Asked Ron.
Asio, cup!
Cried Hermione, who had evidently forgotten in her desperation what Griphook had told them during their planning sessions.
No use, no use, snarled the goblin.
Then what do we do? Said Harry, glaring at the goblin.
If you want the sword, Griphook, then you'll have to help us more than... Wait. Can I touch stuff with the sword?
Hermione, give it here.
Hermione fumbled inside her robes, drew out the beaded bag, rummaged for a few seconds, then removed the shining sword. Harry seized it by its rubied hilt and touched the tip of the blade to a silver flagon nearby, which did not multiply.
If I can just poke the sword through a handle, but how am I going to get up there?